Hey guys, it's Zaley Barclay of ZaleyBarclay.com. Welcome to the Start, Shoot, Grow, Thrive podcast. Today, we're talking about one of the principles from, obviously, Napoleon Hill. You guys know I love the book, Think and Grow Rich. And today, we're talking about one of the principles from his self-confidence formula. And we're talking about this today because I think that being in the online space and owning an online business and looking at what other people are doing and all of these things, a lot of times we forget that we are serving, that we are here to be of service, and that we are serving real people. So I just hosted an amazing panel with Treen and Tina, and it was for Thinkific Amplify Summit. And one of the things that Treen said was, so we were talking about if one person signs up for your course, for your online course, what can you do? Or like, how are you going to serve that person? Because that's a fear that a lot of people have. Even launching a business, people fear that no one's going to sign up or no one's going to want to buy. That's one of the biggest fears that we have when we think about starting a business or creating a new service or things like that. And we talk a lot about this on the podcast, right? Doing something that you are or you would like to be specifically known for and believing in the bigger picture of it all and not just thinking about yourself and how scared you are, but being of service to people. So like I said before, Treen was saying, we have to think about that person as a human, as a body, as a person with emotions and feelings. And that, listen, it hit me and I had to get on and record about it because it's so true, especially in the online space right now where everyone is so number driven and the size of my email list and this and that. People don't realize that it's so much more than that. And when I say it's so much more than that, we forget that we're serving real people. We forget that these people are human. They have families, they have kids. And one thing that definitely changed my perspective on business is knowing that when I sell something, the people that are buying it for both of us. They're buying it for me and for them because I'm the right fit of person to invest in or work with and because they need my service. So it works out on both sides. And when I say that, I mean that all parties involved are doing what's best for both parties or themselves. And when you start thinking about that, I feel like about things in that way, I should say abundance just happens to flow. So I am going to look down at my notes because I'm going to read step number 5 in Dr. Hill's self-confidence formula, where he says, and I'm just going to read it. I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. And he says, I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity because I know that a negative attitude toward others can never bring me success. Oh, I could start breaking this down right now, but let me finish. I will cause others to believe in me because I believe in them and I also believe in myself. If that is not a whole word, and I know you guys are probably like, Zaley, why do you love this book so much? And it's because of something like this, something that is so simple. This paragraph is so pivotal. If we break this down, there are so many lessons that we can find in it as it pertains to us running businesses, especially in the online space where we're constantly seeing what other people are doing. It's hard not to feel like, oh man, I wish I was doing that. Or why is that happening for them and it's not happening for me? Or why don't people want to buy from me? Or you go through things like this in the online space when everyone is, it's not like before where I own a liquor store and the next liquor store is, I don't know why I said liquor store. Am I thinking about wine? Maybe. But it's not like I'm thinking, like I have a liquor store And the next liquor store is like a few blocks over. It's very different in the online space. Your competition is actually in front of you. And that's when you really have to start thinking about competition like community, right? It's a community of people, right? We are all speaking to one big thing, right? So you have to start thinking. And I got this from this book called Chillpreneur by Denise Duffield. And she says that instead of thinking about things like it's a competition, you have to start thinking about the bigger picture and start thinking about how I am now joining the conversation, the bigger conversation. So everyone in your space or in your industry has something different that they are bringing to the table. Right? We probably have the same title or we're probably doing the same things, but we're bringing something completely different to the table. We're bringing a different experience. We're bringing a different lesson. We're bringing a different personality. There are so many things that are different about you, right? That you are bringing to the table and you're contributing to the bigger conversation. Someone else's failure is not the same as my failure. Someone else's lesson is not the same as my lesson. How somebody else got here is not the same way that I got here. And that's why we can't afford to not speak up and show up and not say anything. But so it's about realizing that you have so much to bring to the table and that you are here to serve. Even if you're serving one person or you're serving thousands of people or you're serving hundreds of people, you have to remember that the people that you are working with and dealing with are human. They are real people. It's not just a number value in your bank account. How are you serving these people? How are you giving to these people when no one is looking, right? So nobody's looking at you. There's nothing shiny going on. Are you still showing up for your audience? Are you still connecting with them? Or are you only showing up when it's time to sell? And this is why I'm an advocate for content creation and creating relationships outside of when you have something for sale, right? Because that's what's really going to show when it comes to your sales. Listen to what I'm saying. How you show up when you're not selling something is what's going to really affect when you do sell something, because I am on some lists where they only sell when it's, or they only show up with emails and such when it's time to sell something. And so that's something that we have to think about. How are we serving? And when we think about how Napoleon said, or Mr. Hill said, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. That's something that we have to think about, right? So it's benefiting you and it's also benefiting the people that you are serving, which is why I always tell you, get obsessed with the people that you're serving, meaning touch the ground with them. Keep your ear to the streets, like stay in touch with those people. It's like a celebrity who always goes back to the hood after they get famous. Even though they shouldn't be going back to the hood, quote unquote, because a lot of people have passed away in that way, going to a place where they feel like they grew up and they were welcomed and something happened that wasn't, yeah, I don't know what tangent I was going off on there, but you got to remember that, or these celebrities remember that those were the people that were cheering on for them when they first started their career. And so they still feel connected to that. And it's you keep making music for that audience. Which is why sometimes it's so scary as an artist to step out and start creating a different type of music. If we look at Nicki Minaj's career path, everyone, and me being from New York City, when she first started rapping, she would rap like a New Yorker. Then she moved to Atlanta and her flow changed, her cadence changed. And then she decided, I want to go mainstream. I'm going to make more pop records. And I can tell you, people in New York disowned her when she did that. They felt like she wasn't rapping. And I feel like she still has to, even now, later down in her career, still prove that she can rap, that she can go back to the roots of being a New York rapper. You guys can tell that I love entertainment and the music industry and things like that. Listen, if I wasn't doing what I do now, I would be somewhere in there doing something. But I love looking at career paths and things that people have been through because it really helps me to project for my own journey. And And yeah, so that's something that people go through. But it's really about, let's go back to Nicki Minaj. She has a crazy audience called the Barbs. You're probably under a rock if you don't know about the Barbs and Nicki. They are her audience. She loves them. She has been nurturing these people for years. She gets on Twitter and she talks to them. She says things that only the Barbs understand. So that's what I'm talking about. And they go to bat for her. And so it's even when you're not launching something or you're not doing anything, how are you showing up to delight the people that you have in your audience? And it's just something that has been on my mind. We have to remember that these people are real people. If it wasn't a person, they wouldn't be typing on the internet. They wouldn't be here commenting. And that's why, even for me, like when I can't answer a comment, because sometimes I get super busy and I can't get back to comments, I'm like, oh my gosh, I beat myself up because I want to stay in touch with my community. I have my Facebook group. If you're not in there, I'll leave the link down below under this video or episode. But even inside of my Facebook group, it's a huge thing for me to go in and answer questions, talk to people, communicate with people. These things make such a difference because my people aren't just numbers. They're actual people that I actually care about. And the more that I can communicate that, the more that they are there or ready to buy when I am ready to serve. So we are serving each other. You are in a relationship with your customer or your client or your student or whoever it is. And that is something that we have to take into the coming years because I really feel like we're in a space where people really are looking for a connection and just looking for more than just someone superficially showing up. And you can do that with live video content. You can do that with your comment section. You can do that whether it is in your Facebook group and your community, whatever it is, make sure that you're touching your people in some way. I see a lot of people start off online and they're never answering comments. They don't even respond to people. And to each his own. But if you are here and you are listening, go talk to your people. Get obsessed with your people. These people are human and they're probably sacrificing in order to work with you or connect with you. And that's my thought for today. I wonder if I can break this down even more. I think I did, but you let me know. How have you been nurturing your people? Have you been communicating with them? Have you been serving them? Have you been loving on them? If you're not like outside of sales and selling something, and that is really why my team and I really have a great structure in our content creation process and the way we deliver content on the platforms that we choose to use without the burnout, because it's really, really important that we are touching people and communicating with people and connecting with people. For me, posts are not just posts. Videos aren't just videos. I really care about what you walk away with after interacting with me. Yeah. So let me know what you think. Let me know if you have been serving your people or if you have been playing the human game or just only thinking about the numbers game. And guys, we get really transparent on this podcast. So don't feel shy if you were just only thinking about making six or seven figures. Hey. All right. I love you guys. And thank you for listening. I will talk to you soon. Zaylee out.